Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
All right. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Folks, I'm going to tell you, when he put that statement in that little track right there, that was the end-all, be-all for all statements, especially coming from one of our young youth of today. That young man's going places just based upon that statement by itself. And if you don't believe me, hey, check him out. Follow him. See what's going on with him. His name is Keith Wright. He got some things going on. I believe he's down in the Atlanta area. And you'll be hearing more from that young man as time goes on. And every little piece of information that I get on him, I'm definitely going to share with our Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. Well, folks, you know, today I said we're going to talk about, we as sports parents, and what can we do to help better our children or guide our children, do a little bit more in guiding our children through this process in which they call sports. You know, I say it's a process because sports has a lot of life learned lessons. And every time that our children get involved in these life learned lessons, you know, it's another chapter in their life, another milestone that they actually reach, a sense of accomplishment as time goes on. You know, I put in our little description this evening when I was putting the show together. Well, actually, when I put the show together a couple of days ago. We as advocates for our children, we the parent, as advocates, we must be their biggest advocate. Hashtag be an advocate. We must be their biggest advocate. It's not an optional thing, folks. It's not an optional thing. It's a must. Because if we're not there in their corner, then why should we expect anyone else to be in their corner? And what I mean by anyone else, you know, such as their coaches, their friends, their teammates, whomever. If we're not there, if we're not doing our part as parents, the ones that clothed them, fed them, bathed them, everything for the last 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years. If we're not there now, then what message are we really and truly sending to our child? And this is not to criticize anyone or to you know, say that, hey, we're not doing our part, we're not doing our job. If you're not there, I understand that, you know, There may be other things that may keep you away from time to time, but sometimes your only requirement may be that attentive ear. Sometimes our only requirement may be just to listen. Yes, I just said the same thing twice. But my point is, we have to be there as advocates for our children. We have to, folks. We have to. It's a must. And in being that advocate, trust me, you'll see a finished product that you will be so proud of for years to come. Now, don't get me wrong. There may be times when, you know, things happen. Accidents happen. You know, our kids decide to get a little foolish from time to time. And we all know how that is. That's just something that happens. And it's a learned experience, and it's something that we may be able to deal with, or we may not be able to deal with. You know, it's something that we may be able to survive from, or may not be able to survive from. Folks, what I'm trying to say at the end of the day, we take the bitter with the sweet and make everything a life lesson, a lifelong lesson. Our children must understand that these lessons are lifelong lessons. And in having these lifelong lessons, they can truly benefit from it if they actually learn something from it. You know. So, what are we going to discuss this evening? And I really and truly encourage you to join in on the conversation. I love, I wish that everyone can join in on the conversation, and I hope that you can, because this is definitely going to be a topic that I think you as a parent, a coach, or whomever involved in our child's success will truly, truly, truly be able to add something to each and every conversation to ensure that our children get something out of it. I'm going to be talking about some do's and don'ts this evening, folks. Some do's and don'ts. Again, these do's and don'ts can go either way, you know. These do's and don'ts are definitely opportunity for everyone to learn. It's not just an opportunity for me to come up here and just have a chance to talk, but it's an opportunity for everyone to actually learn something from it. But in talking about these do's and don'ts, again, I love to hear you chime in on the conversation. You know, I really, really, really and truly want you to be in on the conversation and joining in on the conversation. You can reach us at 917, make sure I got my number right, 887-8095. Let me say that number again. You can reach us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. 8095. We're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts. The do's and don'ts. And hopefully, again, like I said, hopefully you'll be able to join in on the conversation. Call in, give us your thoughts, your ideals, your you know, just what's on your mind. What's some of the things that you have may have, and not necessarily having to be a parent of an athlete, but as a parent overall, because even those of you who do not have children that are athletes may be able to share some of your life experiences as well. And those experiences can be translated over to sports. So we're getting a win-win situation out of this here. And I always encourage you to join in on the conversation. Again, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love for you to join in on our conversation. As always, we look forward to you chiming in. Now, so what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about those do's and those don'ts. Those do's and those don'ts. Now, as I'm covering these do's and don'ts again, parents, I'm encouraging you to join in on the conversation, but as I'm covering these do's and don'ts, I'm going to hit four main areas. I'm going to give it to you from the perspective of some of the do's that you can do as a parent, some of the do's that you may also are able to do as it refers to interaction with your coach, some of the do's that you may want to incorporate when interacting with other parents, and some of the do's that you must, I shouldn't say must, that's kind of strong, some of the do's that we encourage you to incorporate as it refers to your child. Now, this information was gathered, you know, from a couple of different sources, but the bulk of it came from Coach Michael Taylor. And you can reach Coach Taylor at CoachT@gym.net. You can reach Coach Taylor at CoachT@gym.net. Now, let's look at some of the do's and don'ts for sports parents. You know, one of the things it says, do for yourself. It says, get vicarious pressure from your child's participation. In other words, you want to be excited about your child participating in that particular sport. You don't want to just sit there and just be a bump on the log. You want to be excited about your child because we all know that excitement translates into a bigger picture in the end. And what I mean by that, that excitement translates into your child being excited. And if your child's excited, your child will actually get more out of the sport. So, you want to have some, excuse me, I think I stated that wrong when I first came out of my mouth. I had to go back and think about what I said, and I realized that it didn't make any sense. But you want to get pleasure out of your child's participation. Do not become overly egoed involved. Do not become overly involved. In other words, what you don't want to do, folks, you don't want to get yourself wrapped up in it as though it was you and you trying to live your dream through your child. We know how that goes. We know how that goes. That has been a no-win situation for decades. Oftentimes, we as parents, we get out there and make total fools of ourselves because we get out there and we try to do that. We try to do too much. We forget that it's our child's dream that they are fulfilling, not our dream that they are fulfilling. But, parents, I can sit here and I can give you a whole lot of things and continuously go in on you. But that's not the purpose here. The purpose is just give you some tidbits on some of the things that you can do to step up your game as you become the greatest advocate, the biggest advocate, the strongest advocate for your child's success. One thing I want to add as I'm talking about what you can do for yourself as a parent. Parents, you must have your own life outside of your child's sport. Again, we can't live our lives through that child playing that particular sport. Have a life of your own outside of your child's sports participation. Don't get wrapped up and think that that is it. You're day in and day out, and the only thing you're doing is rushing him from this practice to that practice or picking her up at this tryout and taking her to the next tryout, or you turn around and you go into this game or to that showcase or, you know, to this tryout or to this evaluation clinic, all these other things that you possibly get caught up in, and your life is stuck in that because that's all you're doing on a regular basis. No, parents. No, parents. That's not it. I want you to have your own life outside of your child participating in sports. Outside of your child participating in sports. Have your own life. And if you have your own life, trust me, I guarantee you that it will be so fulfilling and so rewarding when you're there in the gym with your child or on watching your child on the field. Okay. Next thing, some of the do's that you can do with other parents. First and foremost, you know, we need to get this in our heads. When we are out there on the field, on the court, watching our children participate or whatever, it's all about our children. It's not about us. It's not about who you like and who you dislike. It's all about our children. We're taking them to that practice, to that competition, to that game, scrimmage, whatever, to that showcase, to that evaluation, for the purpose of them fulfilling their dream, for them participating in that sport. So when we're out there, make the best of it. Turn it into a situation where you're out there and you're making friends with other parents that's at the event. Whether or not it's at a practice or a game or, you know, some other type of competition or whatever, make some friends. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's not about them. It's about our children. So you're out there, and you're sitting there, and you're social. You ain't got to be the social butterfly and run around and chit-chat and gossip about every little kid that's out there on the court. No. Well, guess what? Guess what that translates to, parents? If your child just so happened to look up in the stands or in the bleachers and see that you're up there and you're laughing and joking with the other parents, and at the same time you're glancing down and you're checking things out to make sure that they're okay, they're going to do the same thing. Message. Why did I say that? Because of the simple fact that that's another life skill that they will soon develop. How to make friends, how to interact with others, because they see you doing it. It's an excellent opportunity to show them how to do it. And then y'all, on your ride home or whatever, not necessarily having to talk about the game, and I'll get to that in a second, but you can just talk about how many different friends that you made. And if you find someone that you don't necessarily care for whatever reason, because you don't know the person, then don't even bring that up in your conversation. But I encourage you to make friends at the various events. To make friends at the various events. You know, your child, and I'm still on the do's that you can do with other parents. Youth sports depends on the time and energy of our involvement, what we put into it. What do I mean by that? Very simple, folks. We're taking our child to practice. We are spending, our money on to ensure that our children have everything that they need to be an active participant. We're picking them up from practice. We're taking them to the various competitions, no matter where the competitions may be. If they're not in a situation where they're constantly riding with the, with the team, wherever. And even so, we're still actively involved in making sure that all these things happen for our children. Again, it's not all about us. It's not all about us. It's all about, at the end of the day, it's about our children. Youth sports depends on the time and energy of involved parents. How much time and energy we're going to put into it? Now we can make it a bad situation by not getting the child there on time, or child not even going because we don't feel like driving, if it's one of them situations, or we take the child there, drop the child off, and we keep on rolling. Come on now. Sad to say, this is the time of year that I see a lot of that happen. I often watch where a parent, a child will have a basketball practice. And I understand it's just practice, Allen Iverson. But the child will have a basketball practice and in having that practice, the parent will bring the child to the gym, drop the child off, and I'm talking about a young school-age child. I'm not talking about a high schooler. I'm talking about a young school-age child. I'm talking about elementary school, middle school. Prepare to drop the child off, and for whatever reason, we think that's the time to get our shopping on because it's the holiday season. So they drop the child off, and they keep on rolling, come back through, pick up the child, and keep on going. Don't know what took place during the time period that the child was in the gym because he wasn't there. So we have to be involved and engaged. Now, we ain't got to sit up over them the whole time, but we know that we have to show some level of interest. at all times. So I talked about some of the things that you can do for yourself, do with other parents. Now let's talk about some of the things that you can do with coaches. Leave the coaching to the coaches. I know it's a hard pill to swallow. I've been guilty of it myself. But leave the coaching thing to the coaches. Allow the coaches to coach. And if you don't think that that coach is the coach to be in front of your child, then guess what? Find another program. But there's going to be very few coaches out there that's going to meet your every expectation. Trust me, I am one of them parents. And in doing so, I had to make sure that my child was getting the best out of the situation. And he knew at any given time, if he felt as though it wasn't the best situation, then we can easily move on. But leave the coaching to the coaches. I'm going to say that. I'm going to stress that. And I'm going to put a dime on that. And we may even come back to that. Next thing. These are things that you should do with your coach. If for whatever reason you have some relevant issues, something that you think may transfer over to practice or to competition, you want to make that coach aware of that. The reason why I say that, because of the simple fact that and making that coach aware of that situation, now the coach knows that he may have to change his tactics in order to get the best out of your child's performance. This may not be the day to be the yelling, screaming, carrying on type coach. This may be the day to be the compassionate coach. Or this may be the day that you may have to step up and put a little extra emphasis on a situation. But, and that's going to be a very touchy subject, because you're not going to sit there and spill out your whole life history to the coach on what's going on in your household. But there may be some things that may transfer over to your practice or to your competition, which the coach may need to be aware of. Okay? So that's just something. I want to mention that, but I'm going to stop right there at that point, and I'm going to move on to the next point. Parents, and it's interesting because I posted this earlier just to let them know I'm having the show this evening, and I'm kind of sort of hoping that this parent is on and listening. And if the parent want to chime in on this conversation, again, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. You know, you are entitled to know your child's progress. What do I mean by that? Is that a tricky question? Is that like a Jedi mind trick? No, it's not. It's a very real question. That is your child. And if your child is involved in that particular sport, you as a parent have some entitlement to know, hey, if your child is actually getting something out of it, or if you think your child is actually progressing. If you don't believe that your child is actually progressing, then come on now. Let's be realistic. You know, let's be realistic. It may be time to move on, or maybe time to find another sport. But the bottom line to it is you are entitled to know if your child is actually progressing in this situation. I can't stress enough, how would your child be involved in a sport and you can't communicate with the coach? You know, again, I said that there was a parent that chimed in on positive sports parenting, and I think that was the website or the media, the forum on Facebook, chimed in and said that, you know, they've sent numerous emails to the coach and the coach haven't responded. Okay, well, there's a number of options that we as parents may have. Okay, next you may have to, it all depends. Well, you know, let's break some things down, and I'm not sure of the details, and there may be a whole lot of details that I'm unaware of, but this is what I want to bring to the forefront. First thing that really gets my attention is why wouldn't the coach respond? You know, are we talking about an elementary school child, middle school child, high school child, college athlete, or are we talking about professional athlete? Now, if we're talking about high school and below, well, I think that coach still owes you the courtesy of responding to your email or to your inquiry, providing that you're not doing a whole lot of ranting and raving and being disrespectful. I think that coach owes you that common courtesy of simply saying, okay, hey, you know, I'm going to either have a parents forum, or I'm going to sit down and talk to all the parents, or sit down with you one-on-one. But to just totally ignore you, there's a little problem there. There's a little problem there. And even more of a problem, if your child has asked you to speak to the coach and the coach has chosen not to respond to your request or to your email, we got a little problem there, Houston. We have a little problem. And that being a problem of great, 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 great concern, because of the simple fact that now there's an issue that's not being addressed, and that's not fair to the child. Now, especially if we're talking about a school-age child, I'm talking about high school and below, okay, 99% of the time that child is under 18 years old, that child is still considered a minor. So there's no real conversation that that coach should think that he can have just solely with that child, that the parent cannot be informed of what's going on. We are talking minors here, so I have a concern with that as well. Now, your child's 18, your child's in college, okay, they're going to give you a whole new different situation, but I think still as a common courtesy, the coach should still entertain your question. I've seen that situation play out and backfire on a coach chose not to entertain the request from both the child, the athlete, and the child's parents. As a result, make a long story short, a conversation got to the media. The media did a story. The story came out in the paper. And I think it kind of sort of gave that coach a black eye, not physically. Gave the coach a black eye. And in the end, there was no answer to the situation, because at the end of the day, when he did decide to play the child based upon the child inquiring, why isn't he getting playing time? When he did decide to play the child had two back-to-back outstanding performances. Now, the child had been sitting the bulk of the season, but due to the media crying out with their story, and the child finally got some playing time, and that was a big backfire. So, needless to say, I think that may have been the demise of that coach's employment, that particular institution, and we move on from there. But, yes, I think that that coach, as a last resort, owes you as a parent, as an adult, that consideration to entertain your question. Again, you can always chime in on 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. We're talking about the do's and don'ts for sports parents. And it's a little piece of information that was shared with us by Coach Michael A. Taylor. And again, you can reach Coach Taylor at coacht@gym.net. And hopefully we can reach out to Coach Taylor and get him on to join in on the conversation and break all this down and where his research came from. But he got some good nuggets here that I want to share with you as parents. We're talking about things that you can do with the coach. And the last thing that I came across is, you know, make the coach your ally. Coach shouldn't be your enemy. The coach should be your ally. Because if the coach is your ally, then the coach is your child's ally. Not to say that the coach and your child has to be friends, because we know that that relationship very, very rarely plays out in today's sports. But make the coach your ally. That way you stay in tune, you know, you do think different things with the team, you stay involved with the team. You know, it shows, again, opportunity for involvement, parents, opportunity for involvement. And when we're involved and we're having fun with that involvement, that translates and rolls over to our child, and they're involved and they're having fun with what they're doing. So make the coach your ally. Okay. Now we're getting to the real part. Some of the do's for your child. Some of the things that you can do for your child. Okay. He first starts out talking about positive guidance. If I haven't been stressing the point of positive guidance over the last half hour or so, I think you missed our whole conversation. Positive guidance. Do not force your child or put the pressure on them. It's all a positive experience for them. It's a must. It has to be a positive experience for them. And setting realistic goals. Yeah. Again, but the key word here, parents, and I need you to really see this, feel this, think this, remember this. The key here is assist them in setting realistic and positive goals. Realistic and positive goals. But you're only assisting. They're coming up with it. You're just helping them being realistic about it. That's all we need you to do. Realistic and positive goals for their participation. Parents, I can't say this part enough. This has been a successful tool for me for years. And every young person I come across and have the opportunity to be around, I share this very same thing with them. And every parent that I stand in front of and speak, I share this very same thing with them. We have to emphasize having fun. We have to emphasize having fun. It's a must. It's a plus. Emphasize having fun. It's not stress. It's not pressure. It's not pain all the time. No pain, no gain. No. Have fun. Because we all know, if our children are having fun doing whatever they like to do, they're going to do more of it. And they're going to work hard to do it even more. Because what? They're having fun at it. I tell that to my son to this day at 28 years old. Have fun, son. As he steps onto the floor, I say, have fun. If I can catch him coming out the tunnel, I'm going to echo those words before they do their lineup. Have fun. That's all. You know, have fun. We're going to emphasize having fun. We're going to emphasize skill development. We're going to emphasize the other benefits that come along with participating in sports, cooperation, competition, self-discipline, commitment, all those things we're going to put some emphasis on. But I like to stress the point of having fun. Next, show some interest in their participation. We have to show some interest. That's not an optional thing. We can't just sit there and play on our phones while our child is down there on the field or on the court doing their thing. And we got our phone, our face stuck in our phone. Really? Parents, if that's the case, get up and go sit in your car. Because you are sending such a negative message. If it's that important and you need to get to that call or you need to get that last text message out, get up, go to the bathroom, do your thing, stay out in the hallway, do your thing, come on back in. And when you come back in, first thing I need you to do is spot your child. Put an eyeball on your child. Keep looking at your child until you think that your child looks back in your direction. please. I'm very serious about this. Please. Okay? You must show some interest. We must provide a healthy perspective to help our children understand success and failure. We must provide a healthy perspective to help them understand success and failure. They got to understand that. It's going to happen. Every situation in life, you're going to reach a high, you're going to reach a low. You're going to have some wins, you're going to have some losses. But they must understand that. The failure part shouldn't be catastrophic. The failure part cannot be the end all be all. I know the coaches like to stress that because they need those W's in order to stay employed. But we got to make sure that we balance that thing out and help them understand the successes and failures. It's not an optional thing again. Emphasize, reward. We need to put some emphasis and reward for effort rather than results. And that goes back to what I was just saying about the success and failures. We emphasize the rewards on your efforts and not putting as much emphasis on the results. If you went out there and you played a great game, hardest game you've ever played, your child played the great game, hardest game they ever played, guess what? Wow, that was a huge success. You can't stop that. You can't beat that with a stick. But they may have taken on the loss. So are we going to talk about the loss, or are we going to talk about all the different things that was learned during that particular competition? That's on you, parents. I'm just trying to give you some tools to work with your child so you can be a better sports parent. And you can be a huge factor to parents because of the Parents Network. Okay. Intervene if your child's behavior is unacceptable. Yes, we have to, parents. That's not an optional thing. And I'm not going to stress too much on that because you handle your child, you deal with your child, you interact with your child the way you see fit. Understand that your child may need a break from that particular sport. We have to understand that. Sport cannot be played 365, 24/7. The child needs a break. I recommend that the child just takes a break from the sport and gets involved in another sport if they so desire. If they're really heavily into sports, they need to get involved in something that's going to keep their muscles active. Maybe a different set of muscles where they may change up, do some cross training that strengthens the other muscle that they don't use as much. But they may need a break from their primary sport. Give your child some space when needed. Parents, we don't understand that. We think that from the time that they start to the time that they finish, we got to talk about it. Give them some space. I could sit and talk about that particular subject for a whole hour by itself. But I'm just going to say, give them some space when needed. I know, it's my house. They ain't going there and close no doors. Okay, well, okay, fine, then. Just give them some space. Let them go upstairs and sit in their room. You don't have to follow them upstairs, still talking about the game. Give them some space. Even driving back home from the competition. You can give them space by just letting them sit there and listen to their music. If and when they want to open up and talk about the particular game, then that's your cue. Until then, back off. Please. Again, I say that. Please back off. Give your child some space when needed. Keep a sense of humor. If you're having fun, they'll have fun. That's easy enough. If you're having fun and they see that you're having fun, they'll have fun. Provide regular encouragement. Encouragement got to be on a positive note. It's not an optional thing. It has to be on a positive note. Again, if you want to chime in on the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Love to hear your thoughts on the particular subject. All right. Be a healthy role model for your child by being positive and relaxed at competitions and have a balance in your life. Chill. In other words, just chill. Go with the flow. Don't be all stressed out and tense and on the edge, sitting on the edge of your seat. Just relax. Now, the more stressed you are, that stress translates over to your child. They can read your face from the stand. They can see if you're sitting at the top of the bleachers, they can see your face if they decide to look up there. Really. That's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, give them the unconditional love. Show them that you love them, whether they win or lose. Whether they win or lose. That was just the do's, folks. That was just the do's. And I can go on and on and on, and there's quite a few that I left out, but I think I need to hit some of the don'ts. Let's see if we have anybody on the line that wants to chime in on the conversation. I know we had a few folks that was listening. I just want to see if we had anybody that wanted to chime in on the conversation. I don't see anybody out there that has indicated that they want to chime in on the conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and hit these don'ts. And in hitting these don'ts, folks, you know, I know that this is probably more important than the do's, but I'm going to hit these and keep on moving. Some of the don'ts. Don't for yourself, first of all. Don't base your self-esteem and your ego on the success of your child's participation. In other words, we got to stop that trying to live through our children. Right, wearing your little ego on your sleeve. They ain't going into the gym with no attitude. All that stuff need to be shut down. Don't with other parents. Some of the don'ts with other parents. Don't make enemies. Again, I stressed the point earlier on of making friends. Don't make enemies with other parents. Because, again, that translates over to our children. And if our kids see that you can't get along with so-and-so, Miss so-and-so or Mr. so-and-so sitting up in the stands and y'all up there acting a fool and fussing and cussing and carrying on, then what you think your child's going to do? The same thing. And I know we ain't got no parents up in the stands acting like that. Okay. Now, we talked about other parents. Let's talk about with coaches. Don't with coaches. Don't interfere. And they're coaching during the practice. We don't stress that enough. Okay. Work. Okay. Don't with coaches. Don't work at cross purpose with them. And what I mean by that, parents, in other words, you got to buy into the coach's philosophy. Whatever the coach's philosophy is on that particular team, you have to buy into it. Because if you're trying to sell your purpose and your focus and your goals to your child, and that's not the same thing that's going on with the coach's philosophy, there's going to be a conflict in your child's head. At the end of the day, your child has to figure out, who am I going to listen to? Am I going to listen to the coach? Or am I going to listen to my mom and dad? Well, some of us may say, well, you listen to your mom and dad. Coaching the team, if you're not coaching the team, then you either put your child on another team and find another philosophy, or just sit there and be quiet, please. Thank you very much. That's what I'm saying on that note, and I'm going to keep on moving. Now, some of the don'ts with your children. Don't expect your children to get anything more from their sports than a good experience, good time, physical fitness, mastery, and love of the sport. Something that can be transferable into great life skills. Don't expect your child to get anything else other than those things I just mentioned. I will say it again. Don't expect your child to get anything more than a good time, a good experience, some physical fitness, mastery and love of the sport, and some life skills that are transferable. If you're looking for anything else other than that, you're in it for the wrong reason, folks. Now, you know, when we all say, hey, if a scholarship comes along or, you know, whatever comes up, all well, fine and dandy. That should be a second, that should be the next thing. But if that's our whole and sole purpose, then we need to rethink ourselves. Okay. Don't with your child. Ignore your child's bad behavior at practice or competition. No, sir. If they're acting out, showing out, that needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed by you. If they're kicking over chairs and all that old kind of stuff and, you know, out there doing something that's off the wall and, you know, the coach is not saying anything, okay, hey, that needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. Okay. Don't ask your child to talk with you immediately following the competition. No. Again, when you're in the car, y'all riding along, heading home or whatever, give your child that space. If he or she wants to talk, then trust me, they will open up. I know. It's your car. They can walk home and all that kind of stuff. Really, parents? No. Let's be for real on this. You'll find that you'll get a better conversation if you choose to wait and allow them to open up or initiate the conversation. Okay. Don't show negative emotions while watching them perform, because if you do, again, they can read that emotion from the middle of the field up to your face, way up at the top of the bleachers. And all of a sudden now that pressure is on them. Don't make your child feel guilty. You know, just based upon the time and the energy and the money that you put into it. Nah. Well, I'm putting my hard-earned money into this and you ain't doing it. Nah, that shouldn't be the conversation. Save that conversation. Save that conversation for yourself talking in the mirror to yourself. Not even loud enough for your child to hear it. Say it so loud that you can't even hear it. Please, again, I ask that question. Okay. Think of your child as your child's sport as an investment. Well, again, I go back to that. Well, I invested all my money. You're investing. Now you owe me. No, your child owe you. Your child gave you exactly what you paid for. You know, opportunity for you to watch them participate in that sport. Again, if something else pans out of it, that's a plus. But that is not, well, I invested my money, you better be able to do this or do that. No, that's not the way life goes, parents. Live out your own dreams. I've already stressed that point. That's something that you should never do. Live out your own dreams through your child's participation. Or compare your child to other children. Please stay away from that. Badger, harass, or use sarcasm or threatening parents. If you're doing that, please just take your child out of the sport altogether. Keep them home. Let them play sports on TV with the video games in their fingers. Most of the time, they're very successful with that. Expect anything from your child other than their best effort. Never do anything that will cause them to think less of themselves or of you. Parents, I've been talking for quite some time, and hopefully I've mentioned some things, some great do's and don'ts that you should think about as parents of athletes. Because these do's and don'ts you know, and I went through them, and I went through the don'ts at a little faster pace than I would have wanted to. But I probably could have spent probably about every bit of 2 hours in breaking these things down and trying to talk about them. But, you know, the ones that I did hit, you know, from time to time, I would ask that you go back and recall, recap, just think about some of them and really take them serious and take it to heart, some of the things that I share with you this evening. Because in the end, I'll say it and I keep saying it and I'm going to stand by it. It's all about our children. And it's all about us being our child's biggest advocate. We can't be our child's biggest advocate if we're their biggest critic. The two is not going to balance out, folks. The two will not work out for us and work in the best interest of our child. And at the end of the day, it's all about them. It's not about us. It's about them. If we're going to end this game in the sport that they love or they are going to love, then allow them to do that, please. And I've used that quite a few times this evening. And I'm normally not one that just sit and say please all the time. But I feel so deeply about this. This is something that really and truly touches my heart. You know, and a lot of people listening to this broadcast are like, wow, did he really say all that? Yes, it does, because I know firsthand how it can impact you. I've been on both ends of this, as an athlete and as a parent. And I know for a fact how, you know, it all plays out from my experience. You know, other folks that may have had different experience, but I'm just trying to give you from my perspective. We must be our child's biggest advocate. All right, folks. Well, you've been listening to me here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and this has been another wonderful show, and I'm hoping that this information will carry on and carry on and carry on, and some folks will check it out and share it with other folks. And, you know, hey, if you want to reach out to us, you can always find us on Facebook, Parents Coach and Parents Network. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network. And, you know, just reach out to us and shout us out. You'll always find us here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're sitting here bumping our gums about something. And hopefully it's something of great interest and something that you can definitely benefit from. But, as I say, it's been fun. It's been real fun. So until the next time we decide to do this, hey, you have a great evening. And then have an enjoyable week, because this is the week prior to the week of Thanksgiving, you know, when we go out and stuff ourselves and all that other kind of stuff that we're going to do. But on that note, folks, I say you have a great evening, and we'll talk soon. All right. So I'm going to let my man, Mr. Keith Wright, take us out. I think I got him in here somewhere. Where you at, Keith? Take us out.
Whoop, a student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.